Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Good morning, Bumper.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, first, before we get to the game, congratulations, man, on being the all-time leading tackler for the Razorbacks. That's some pretty tall cotton, very impressive, and your name will always be there. I don't know if anybody will ever be able to break it, so we just want to say congratulations first.
Thank you so much.
I know what Coach Pittman said. It would have been much more fun to celebrate with a win. So I know that's got to be disappointing. And we were talking about the game, and one of the surprises, I think, even you guys going back, was we knew they could throw the ball, but also when you run a 3-8 like that, you got to be able to stop the run, and they had success with the run too.
Yeah, they've established the run a lot more this year, and I think that they kind of came out and hit us in the mouth early, and we got into kind of a deficit early, and then we kind of made some adjustments, figured some things out with the run, but at that point we just fell behind too early. But last week we cleaned up a lot of different things, and we're really looking forward to BYU.
You know, that's the thing, Bumper, we were talking about. You know, obviously, being an old player myself, is that it's the little things that add up. And not to call anybody out, but when you have breakdowns on special teams or you don't punch it in from the red zone, all those things add up. I mean, it's just not the defense's fault. It's a combination. So you're right, playing clean. And that's a mental thing. I mean, that's a mental thing. So you're right. You guys have to do that. And BYU's got, again, facing another great passing attack, and they got obviously a good quarterback. And I presume that's what you expect to see on Saturday?
Yes. It's a different scheme from what last week was. Mississippi State just runs an offense that's completely different to really anybody that you'll see. So we're going to get back into our four down, be able to run our multiple packages, and I'm very excited about the game plan. The team is KJ coming back, huge. Just the team feels more complete this week, and I think that helps with getting guys healthy and knowing that last year, we lost three games. We had a game before the bye week, and then we went on a run. So we've been in a similar situation before, and I think the team is in really good spirits.
Yeah, this is the – you're right. You get this win – you're 4-3 with a chance to get well, and then you got a 5-week run where there's nobody on that schedule you can't beat, and so that's why this game is important. I was going to ask you, so what do you know? We're not talking about X's and O's, but when you hear BYU and BYU football, what comes to mind to you?
You know, it's kind of been giving us some insights of what the kind of atmosphere is like. I don't know. Exactly for sure if it's all true, but it's a hostile environment. I don't think that it's going to be one where they're being very welcoming to anyone that's not from their state. But I think that that's good for us. You got to go into a stadium when everyone's yelling at you, screaming at you. They kind of light the fire in you, and we'll be prepared. They've kind of emphasized it. So we're walking into a fight. I think that's when we play our best.
Just so you know, there's no alcohol sales in there, so it won't quite be the Mormon religion. They don't drink alcohol, they don't drink tea, they don't drink coffee, amongst other things. So that's one thing.
They don't have no fun.
Yeah, so it's when you go to play football there. We had one of their former All-Americans speak to the Touchdown Club. That's part of the deal. You're supposed to come in and follow the rules. And he says, I think 65% of the team are Mormons. And our own Bruce James, a former All-American defensive lineman for the Razorbacks, said, very well coached, very disciplined. Would you agree watching the film on that? That's correct?
Yes. You can tell they're a tight group. And like you said, they have a lot of strict rules they follow by. And so we'll have a good challenge, but, They're talented. We played three really talented teams in the past 3 weeks, so we're excited about it.
Visiting with Bumper Pool, brought to you by Sigma Supply. I got to ask. I saw you after the game, and you were the last guy I think to get on the bus. And it was your dad, mom, sisters. I don't know who else was there with you, but you're all very emotional. And I thought it was a neat deal. Your dad loves you, man. He was crying, and I'm sure for several things. One, obviously, they're just thrilled that you've set a record that's, you know, gonna, you know, the 112-year history or whatever it is of the university, whatever we are, 120. You're the all-time leading tackler. And then, of course, the disappointment of the game. But that was sort of neat to see how important your family is to you and that embrace after the game.
Yeah, that moment was honestly really special. Like you said, you know, I wasn't very excited about, you know, the outcome of the game. But, you know, over the years, I've gone through so many emotions after the games of wins and losses, and my family's always been there. But to be able to get, you know, that record, and, you know, to honestly, it had happened during a loss, it just kind of, you know, the way that life is, you know, you're not always going to get to, you know, celebrate your best moments in a perfect situation. And my family being there with me, it just kind of all hit us at once. So having them is just incredible, and just so blessed that, you know, they're there.
Hey, Bumper, Coach was echoed the same thing you just did by saying, you know, glad for you and happy for you. Just wish you would have got the win out of the thing, and very proud of you for all that. Then he touched on the fact that you play hurt all the time. Not to get you to make any excuses about anything, but I just want to know, what are some of the injuries that you've been playing with, not just this year, but last year, every game, you know, something's going on.
You did mention hip, I think, publicly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've already had, you know, I had back surgery, and then I've been dealing with this hip deal. I don't really want to get into too many details with it, but, you know, it's just, you get older and your body starts wearing on you, and you have to play, you know, every single week. It's not like the NFL. You can't really sit out. You know, your teammates need you. So, you know, being able to just make it to the bye week, I think, is important. And obviously, you know, you never want to hurt your teammates, but just being able to be out there and lead guys, and, you know, if I can, you know, stay healthy throughout this week, or stay somewhat healthy throughout this week, get, you know, next week off, and then be able to finish as a goal that I just, you know, set out for myself in the beginning of the season, and just kind of have that mindset of no matter how you feel, put your head down, go to work, and, you know, everything will take care of itself.
Well, you know, we saw you over at Sigma Supply, oddly enough. Obviously, you know, when you we try to get you to say, are you coming back? And yeah, one of the things we talked about, so obviously that tackle record was there. And so you'll appreciate that even more down the road, obviously in the middle of the season. And but that's, again, congratulations to that. And we'll talk to you next week and after this win over the BYU, and then you guys can get a couple weeks off.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Bumper. Bumper Pool.